I'm here with Julia Svatihatra, who has just published three books, The Rebirth of an Atlantean Queen, Amelia Reborn, and Ancient Maya Priest Reincarnated. Hi, Julia. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm going to read a little quote from your book here. This is from The Atlantean Queen?
Yes.
In this book, the knowledge comes to the surface which was unknown to people until now. This book was a revelation. People did not even suspect it. It opened up, revealing itself like an old secret, a treasure, as if someone dug it out of the earth. A very rare animal. A diamond animal was buried there thousands and thousands of years ago. I am sure that if scientists would make a list of questions about ancient civilizations like Sumerians, Atlantis, ancient Egypt, and Mexico, and started asking me these questions during some hypnosis sessions, I would shift into this diamond animal, which would be a rare and unique source for people to receive treasure from many ancient civilizations, their deep secrets, knowledge about superhuman possibilities, ultra-advanced technology, and deep, wise connections that exist between people and nature. How did the book start, Julia?
Okay, let's start from beginning. Strange and amazing things have happened in my life since I visited Chichen Itza in Mexico. It was in January 2nd, 2008. Before that day, I was a scientist, business person with mother's responsibility, just like millions of people around. My life changed forever after this visit. When I walked through the alley where local people sell souvenirs, I instantly knew that I live here before. My whole body was covering in goosebumps. I recognized this white bark tree and this special light going through the tree and the white soil. When I saw the pyramid, I knew. I feel instantly, this is it. Here I am. This is the pyramid I saw in my dreams so many, many times during my whole life. In my dream, I'm inside in the temple, on the top of the pyramid. The pyramid is cut on top. Lots of people below waiting for me to start something very important, some kind of ritual. Everything is ready. I remember I sneak, kind of hiding, and try to look through the white curtains down below. I see people waiting. I'm ready to start. And I wake up each time. So 2 weeks later, I visit Chichen Itza. I return to Canada and told my friend that I saw the pyramid from my dream. She advised me to visit hypnosis specialist who was doing past life regressions. As for me, as a scientist, I just didn't believe it, that we have another life. It sounded really silly to me, so I decided not to do this at all, period. But this strange coincidence and feeling regarding the pyramid continued to invade my thoughts at every turn. Once, I was sitting as usual on my favorite bench in Stanley Park, reading magazine. One article was about a very famous healer, Alphonse Wen. He discovered that around our body exists invisible control system. This system controls the functions of our body, our metabolism and health. Most people are born healthy. During their life, people experience stress, and as a result, this control system goes out of order and cannot control the body anymore. So the body starts to develop all kinds of illnesses. This amazing doctor prepared pills for his clients made of pure lactose. He used them like a container for the important information he put inside them to fix the control system and to return into normal. But not only this. Most amazing part that Alphonse also say intelligence of preparation is so highly evolved that you are gently reconnected with your origin, with your real you, your inner power. Wow. This doctor is genius. There was a story in this article about a boy who had a big problem. He simply didn't want to attend school. at all, because his own father was working in that school. And boy didn't feel comfortable. He was shy. Alphonse asked him to say aloud to the open window, "I'm not more than somebody else. I'm not less than somebody else. I am myself." And then he should say his first name. It worked great with this perfect result for the boy. As a scientist, all my life I have experimented with everything new. I look around. I was alone in this park. Only some Canadian wild geese were eating grass between rose bushes, and one big white-haired eagle was sleeping on the pine tree across the rose garden. I repeated these magical words aloud. Suddenly, it struck me the lightning from the sky direct to my origin. A miracle happened. I feel a heavenly, beautiful energy coming to me. It was astonishing. Dr. Alphonse is a real magical person living on the earth right now. God talked with people through him and sent this ray from heaven to each and everyone who is touched with him. Just by reading this article, I feel instantly that some amazing changes were beginning to take place. I organized my day like never before. I was full of energy and happiness. And this feeling of pure, fresh, and dynamic energy is amazing. I decided that day I would visit my past life with the assistance of hypnosis specialist. And I need to find out who I am. Because when I try to repeat this sentence, at that moment when I need to say my name, my own name didn't sound right. I need to know who I am. Finally, puzzle around Mexican pyramid took over, and I won over my stubbornness. Soon after that, I'm sitting in the chair in front of famous hypnosis specialist Diana Cherry. This woman is 80 years old and with 60 years experience.
Oh, wow. Let's get back to this Alphonse. How can people find Alphonse?
Yes, you need just go to my website about my books. My website name, ameliareborn.com. And you click contact area, and there will be Alphonse. As soon as you click his name, you end up in his website. By the way, I just talked with Alphonse, and he sent me that will be blessing for each person who will read this book. You know, he felt some special magic which goes through him to the people. This is wonderful.
So they can get a hold of Alphonse by going to your website, ameliareborn.com, and there's a link to him on the front page.
Yes.
So getting back to Diana Cherry now, what happened during this hypnosis session?
I found amazing things. I found that words from my dreams is like a coding of energy. It's really amazing. As soon as Di Cherry start read my own dream, you know, at first she makes some relaxation kind of tactics, and after she starts with my own dream, I see instantly big, huge eagle head near me with bright yellow-orange beak. Man is wearing a cape made from many, many feathers. He wears also sandals, bracelets on the leg and on the hands, and short skirt. All people around me wearing the same outfits except this coat. Another one across of me wearing long kind of trench coat down to the floor, made like a snake skin. It is very well done coat. Looks really neat and beautiful. It is made from big dark gray colored polished scales, one to another. He has high cheek, long slim eyes, and he is a tall, handsome man. He has long spear in his hand. He is magnificent. All this man wearing mask, an enormous amount and very big size jewelry made from stones and rocks, looks very beautiful and luxurious. And I wear coat made from soft jaguar skin, side down to the floor. Next, I found that in front of me there was a big book with jaguar skin cover. When Diana Cherry asked me, why you read this book? Suddenly, an incredible strong feeling came over me. My voice suddenly changed totally, and now it was full of emotions. I was drawn deeply into these emotions. It's such a hard responsibility to me. I just scream. I just cry. I say I need to make right decision today. I'm the one who make decision. My people are waiting. And I saw page, and they around my calendar, and I study it. It is very hard to make decision today. Big responsibility to make announcement when to start to plant seeds to the ground. Rain need to be short after. I need to know when rain season will start. We have droughts. Suddenly, I start talking much louder, almost screaming. Lots of emotions. Water, water. People need water to have harvest. They work so hard. Their life so difficult. Stream of tears start running down my face. My tears were two rivers of tears. I never had such tears in my whole life. The muscle on my face, which I never used before, made a sorrow mask. I feel an enormous spirit pain come out. I was talking in a different voice and using different muscle on my face. It was overwhelming, and I didn't have any control over what is going on. I never experienced something like this in my entire life. At this point, I am the highest priest in this pyramid, and I'm full of emotions and feelings. You can hear free this hypnosis session on my website, ameliareborn.com. Oh, so when I returned home that day and looked at the mirror, I could not recognize my own face. After a few hours of exercise during the past life session, this muscle, which I never used before, created a new mask on my face. This stamp from my past was there for 3-4 days. And even now people see a shadow of it and tell me that something changed in my face. After the first 2 hypnosis sessions, I fly again to Mexico and staying again in the same hotel. The people who work there and remember me from my first visit told me that my face has changed and that it looks different. Well, I guess I just start to be older by 2,000 years back. I had arrived that day at the Cherry place alone. When I left the house, there were 2 people inside of me. It was an astonishing feeling. Me and myself as a priest. All together is 1 person. Priest was a guest in my mind during the next 2 or 3 weeks after hypnosis session. From time to time, during the day, I had vision and feelings. During the night in my dreams, I saw myself in Chichen Itza, carrying on with my daily routine. So, what happened during my first reading was suddenly and absolutely unpredictable. No one expects such a deep, serious development from just 1 dream and from the chain of the past life regression session. After first hypnosis session, discoveries start dropping to me one by one every single day. The past life hypnosis session were followed by enormous amount of hard work, up to 16 hours a day. I found that I was in my past life an ancient Maya priest in Chichen Itza. Next, I find that I was queen in Atlantis. Next was Amelia Earhart.
Wow. How do you know that what you saw in these hypnosis sessions was real and wasn't just suggestions?
Yes. For the first few months, I tried with purpose to keep my channel free of any information about ancient Mexico, Atlantis, giants, because I'm a scientist. I made goal to understand for myself what it's all about. I never experienced something like this in my life. I never believed past life regression, you know. So I try to avoid interruption or influence of the information stream I received directly through the hypnosis sessions. See, I didn't know nothing about Maya culture before. For example, during first hypnosis session, to my big surprise, I see that all nobles, all these people around me, was wearing round, big earrings. It is strange and it's funny. I never saw before men wearing earrings that looks like a big white buttons. I start laughing. I am sure that this part was creation of my mind. I was sure about it until I visited Chichen Itza for the second time and I saw picture of men everywhere there on the walls who all wearing this kind of round button earrings. Another example, for example, word Zolkin or Zolkan. It's come often to my mind after hypnosis session in my dreams. I woke up those days and I didn't know what it means. I didn't know what Zolkin means in Mayan. Until 10 months later, in December 2008, when I found the same word in a book, but with T in front, it was named for the Mayan calendar, my goodness. So, once during hypnosis session, I saw through the ancient Maya priest eyes in Chichen Itza, huge giant. He's sitting between little Maya people. I saw this giant, this enormous size man near me, sitting in front of pyramid. He bent one arm and turned toward me. Then I saw his blue eyes, so close that I even saw his breath. I even saw his wrinkles around his eyes. Everything, in all of these little details. I could not sleep after that. I was deeply shocked and it would be difficult for me to describe the sensation I experienced. When Dicheri asked me during hypnosis session what I would feel if he will put his hand on my head, I was really scared. My voice changed. You know, it just dropped because his hand was huge and heavy. Yes, you cannot compare this feeling with what you see on TV or in the movie theater with what I experienced in this hypnosis session. So I have real proof with real facts in this book that yes, this giant was living in Chichen Itza, Mexico before. Also, I can tell you that this hypnosis session was the best entertainment I ever have in my life. And I'm sure the best kind of on the planet today.
Wow, what an adventure. How can you prove, if you can, that these giants lived in Chichen Itza?
I did prove it and received already high reference from the scientists. Can you believe this? It's amazing. They was astonishing from my discovery. After I saw this giant in hypnosis session, I went instantly to Mexico to check. I found this man. I found statue of this man. His name Chuck Moore. And in hypnosis session, by the way, his name was Sander Powell. And I find that Chuck Moore is the same person. The current name Chuck Moore is delivered from sculpture excavated from Chichen Itza in 1875. Chuck Moore from Yucatecan Maya is the pow, swift like a thunder. So in my hypnosis session, I have goosebumps now, so strong. I call him and all my people around call him, thunder pow. So no one know why this statue always in the same position, why he lie down and always turn his head to one side. So I know why. Chuck Moore was very tall, real giant person, maybe 10 to 12 feet tall man. So it's impossible to make statue from him when he's standing, otherwise you just cannot see face. He need to lie down each time to talk to people. This is only one way he can see people and the expression of their face. He also need to turn his head to one side. This is the best way to talk and listen to them. So he had very strong voice compared to the small Maya people. I found even where is his home in Chichen Itza. I saw in one place that would have been suitable, which no one know why it was built. I asked guide and he say, it's probably market, but nobody know what is this. They're only big tall columns. I think this was his home, and it was covered before with Maya-style roof. I even find where is he playing Chichen Itza. There was a ring on a wall located 8 meters from the ground, which would have been extremely high for the Maya people to reach. Ball was 4 kilograms, it's impossible to use for the ordinary people, but just perfect for Chuck Mo, for this giant. See here from the book Miss America. Great ball court, the largest of its kind in the Maya world. The probability of the 4-kilogram ball coming into ring situated at 8 meters high seems doubtful. Exactly. You know, everything, my idea to write book actually start from Chuck Mo. At first I wish just make short book for the Mexican people to let them know who is Chuck Mo is, who is really are. Who is this Mexican hero? Because if you travel in Mexico, hairdresser salon, restaurant, hotels will be with Chuck Mo name. You know, but when I start writing this book, I just cannot stop this process. Yes, you know, the most amazing thing is that the past life hypnosis sessions support my dreams. Absolutely. And even add much more astonishing evidence to each of them.
What about Atlantis? Was that dreamed before? When did this come out in your sessions?
Yes, what happened that I start analyzing some thousands of very unusual dreams I have during my life, last 20 years, about Atlantis, ancient Egypt, and some ancient civilizations. Seeing that Mike's husband, professional journalist and writer in the genre of science fiction, and he start collect these dreams because he thought he will use them for his future books. Things I have experienced in these dreams are very clear, with many details. I wake up often and continue talking with people in my dreams in some strange ancient language. You know, I understand that these my dreams right now, I understand finally, it's not a fairy tales. Dreams were always new and very unusual. Long, with many details. I have in my book Dream 16 page long, with many, many little details about everything which not exists in our world. It's nothing compared exists in our planet. These images were so bright, alive and realistic. It's memories about some another real life. In my dream and in hypnosis session, I was like Atlantean, very tall, living in big spherical palaces. Under these palaces, inside huge crystal pyramids. I'm using crystal energy for the many purposes, including healing, meditation, psychic development, or increasing mental capacity. I saw examples of dematerialization and transport of object, transformation pictures, and I could see movies like on real TV. I had devices which allowed me to see far away and into the near future. Travel in space at very high speed, impossible for us to reach with today technology. It was communication with non-human intelligence and all kind of spirits and mind travelers to other dimensions. Yes, Atlantis people have lots of fun and joy in their lives while experimenting with all these luxury toys. And all of this was thousands of years ago in my past life as Atlantean. And now it absolutely supports with scientists what they find. Just recently a little computer was found in Atlantis, you know, on the ocean floor. During hypnosis session, I told numerous times that I was queen in Atlantis and carry big responsibilities. I even explained how in Atlantis kingdom preserve a knowledge how to reignite this energy. It was around 10-12 people who keep the secret during their lifetime. And when new queen, you know, when the old queen was die, they come to new person and give each their part. This is how they preserve it, because it's very dangerous. It's very powerful, you know. By the way, after reading about Atlantis, my ability with teleportation and materialization start. And it's really strange, amazing, and shocking for me. And I have records from witnesses when it happened in Belgium, Amsterdam last year, in Canada, and in Hawaii. And you can read this about all of this in my book, Rebirth of Atlantean Queen. You just need to dial ameliareborn.com. During the past summer, I visited 8 countries where ancient civilization reside in our planet, searching for the answers. From time to time, I was covered with goosebumps during this journey. This feeling and the waves of goosebumps were most strongest when I got near the Sphinx in Egypt. I was literally shaking there, you know. Next, I start analyze lessons I receive from my guide in my dream. All my life, I always have a guide in my dream. He follow me in my dreams. He teach me many, many things and show me lots of things. And also, I receive lessons from some ancient Egyptian pharaoh, priest. He have enormous long head. He have crystal in his head. And this person, he in contact with me in my dreams during last 18 years. By the end of November 2008, finally, all the pieces of the puzzle turned into one great picture. It was an astonishing discovery. I have chain of 3 people who were born one after the another one with the same spirit. The ancient Maya priest, Amelia Ihart, Julius Vadihatra. Lots of facts in the book support this evidence. All my past life were full of responsibilities, intense, and their life at the edge of most possible human capabilities. Each person from my past life cares about people deeply. Priests had lots of onerous responsibilities for the harvest, the health of his people, and astrology. He was also teaching astrology, perform rituals, and deal with droughts, dry land, and worry about future harvest and his hungry people. It was overwhelming for him to sacrifice the people he knew and loved. The queen from Atlantis had responsibility for the well-being of her people. She was responsible for one most important part of their life, the energy of the crystals. This energy supported all and each part of their activities in Atlantis. Amelia had the responsibility to do her best in order to prove to the world that there was new, wonderful possibility for everyone to travel by airplanes to the long distance. Secondly, she wished to prove that women can do very well, that they were no less than men. What I understand in this life, the spirit decides to reveal astonishing secrets about himself and choose to be born as a scientist for the special purpose. Scientists who will destined to dig very deep, collect lots of information, attract the attention of the most advanced scientists over the world to solve these ancient mysteries. Scientists who will compare with cold scientific mind all these facts in order to prove at first to yourself that all of this is real, and next step was to pass this knowledge on to the people. First time in human history here, in this book, remarkable discovery. Here real proof that spirit exists. It's eternal, and I even describe how it looks like in details.
So how do you know that you were Amelia in this past life?
This is very emotional part. It's always very, very emotional for me. Okay, I will read right now my own dream. I saw this dream many, many times during my life. And I asked Diana Cherry, read for me this dream one time. And she read to me, and it's such a big development start. So dream's name, Woman Pilot, disappear. It was on June 22nd, 1992. Time is mixed between past and present. I was dreaming of an old documentary movie, newspapers, and paperboy selling them on the street. In all of this, there is only one subject. There was a woman, young, maybe 30, 40 years old. This was before the Second World War. She was wearing a helmet, like the one pilot of people in tanks wore. She was always inside in the cockpit of an airplane, operating the control. I look at all of this, and then in each dream the same. I recognize everything. I remember it in all of the little details, even feeling and touching of the control panel. I say to my guide, "This is me." "Yes, this is you," he replied, but no one understood what happened to her. She and her airplane disappeared. This goes on and long for long time in this movie. She spoke English, and her story was connected to the USA and Canada. I was looking at the screen at first. After recognize everything, oh, I have goosebumps now, so strong again. And after that, I was inside in the cockpit. I touch everything, operate the control automatically. I know everything. It was not necessary for me to see. I couldn't do this. Half of me was in those time. Light was burning, flashing, flickering, and running. Everything was real. I say those days to Dicheri. The reason I wanted to do this hypnosis reading, because she is desperate and nobody knows what happened to her. Maybe I carry a heavy emotional luggage in my spirit. And if you go through this hypnosis session, it's maybe like a treatment to help me open the door to all these emotions she had when she died. And she could be relieved of this burden, and this won't sit on my karma, or I don't know how to say this, on my spirit. This is what I think. So, during hypnosis session, Diana Cherry asked me how people call me. I tell Amelia. Those moments she already suspicious what it's all about. She don't say me anything, and she start ask about last day of my life and what happened with me, with all little details. And after session, she just smile and she say to me, "When you return home, just dial Google. Dial Amelia, pilot woman disappeared. Maybe something come out." So when I return home, I did this. And I was hoping that maybe I will see something. To my huge, big surprise, there are many articles on the internet. And her last name, Ehart. And as soon as I saw her photos, I recognized her instantly. This is the same woman I saw in my dream. In those long documental movie, on the front page of all these newspapers, which paper boy was selling. I have goosebumps again, and each time I saw this, it's the same. It's really touching. It's very emotional. I knew everything there. I recognized all these airplanes, car, clothes, people, and so on. Yes, I found my third past life as Amelia. You know, I was overwhelmed by amount of the common things in life. Characters, habits, looks, interest, activity between me and Amelia. But most amazing, all of this also belonged to priest. And some also to Queen of Atlantis. Can you imagine this? I even make in my book tablets of contest, and I just put these habits, everything together. So I find lots of interesting new things about Amelia. Why Amelia was tomboy and like hunting? Because her past life was Maya priest. Things like healing, medicine, study biology, zoology, agriculture, plants, interest to mass, airplanes, aviation, travel in space, basketball, art, addiction to the sky, stars, all of this so common to all of them. So my question was, how it can be possible that all of this transferring from one person to another one? After long research, almost more than 1 year and a half, conclusion come. These four people had the same spirit, which was transferring from the life of one person to the next one and the next one. Skills, habits, experience, knowledge, accumulated in the spirit holographic crystal structure, and it's transferred with the spirit to the next newborn person as an inheritance from all of his past life. This is the chain of the life of people who carry the same spirit. Spirit of the people is eternal. You can find in my book deeper about the spiritual holographic structure, crystal structure. Interesting that after book was published, I find proof to it from serious military source who study extraterrestrials. It was two people from two different countries who support what I say. They was amazed that I find this myself in my dreams and my research. I was told that these extraterrestrials scan copy of the spirit from the people where preserve information about all our past life, our habits, way of thinking, and so on. It actually can explain totally unexplained things. For example, you know, how you can explain things which me and Amelia experience the same, very unusual things. During her childhood, Amelia invented a tribe of imaginary small black creatures. She called them DJs, described as a cross between Crazy Cat Cartoon and Jabberwocky. And these creatures were often blamed for Amelia on irresponsible behavior, such as talking out of turn, eating the last piece of candy, or when something turned up lost. So, when I find this, my book already edited, everything ready for publishing. And in my book, 60 dreams. From 60 dreams, in 3 dreams, which I saw, you know, back 10, 15, 20 years ago, I mentioned exactly the same black, hairy, fuzzy creatures. I even call the same. So, for example, in one of the dreams, I even say, but it's not from this our life. This dream was December 13, 1991. This reminds me of something like Jabberwocky in Lewis Carroll. It was an event from other life. Can you believe this? I even tell in my dream, I have goosebumps again right now, just terrible, that this was an event from my other life. And this dream in 1991, when I didn't have any idea that we have many lives. And this at the time when I was living another life, when I was living as Amelia, her life. In my book you find about Amelia Earhart lots of new information, much deeper about her nature, her spirit, soul, which not available in any other website or any book. I'm inviting right now biographers who study Amelia life read my book as well. You know, just recently my daughter asked what time she was born. So when I received document from hospital and opened it, I just cannot believe my eyes. I just start laugh. I just laughing. My daughter stay near and say, what is funny about it? Problem that nurse, attending nurse name was Lockheed. Can you believe this? Lockheed Corporation, it's you know, originally Lockheed Aircraft Manufacturing Company, was American Aerospace Company founded in 1912, which provide airplane for Amelia. So at the most important moment in my life, during childbirth, my spirit chose nurse for support with airplane name. See? Oh, so interesting that same like after reading with priest, for 2-3 weeks I see dream about priest and his life and everything, so many little details. Same start with me when I have reading with Amelia. Right after her reading that night, I saw myself again in the airplane flying over the ocean. And I started reciting a poem about a little baby. I woke up with this poem in my lips and with my tears in my eyes. I start writing. This is what I remember. I'm feeling you near, but where are you? For many cold years, I'm waiting for you. My love in my diamonds, my soul in my dreams. I love you forever as long as I'm here.
Wow. So this is interesting. So why is Amelia reborn now? Can I read this article
yes,
here?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, according to this article, Amelia Earhart's soaring spirit, Myra Nair, producer of the movie Amelia, believes it's because Earhart was the complete beacon of inspiration in the Depression for this country. That is very much the spirit we hope our movie has. So this is, again, this is Myra Nair, the producer of the movie. So the idea of channeling that affirmative energy, that kind of self-belief that Amelia Earhart had, makes her a formidable figure, and for those reasons made her a formidable co-star and foil to Ben Stiller.
Yeah, so Mira Nair is a producer for the movie Amelia. We can see this movie 29th of October this year all over America, and all world will see this movie. So if you right now open my website about my books, I will just read it. AmeliaReborn.com, name for my website. You know what I write there 1 year ago? You know now how important it was for me to write this book and for you to read it. Especially at the moment when economy is collapsing and people need support, they need to know that they have a spirit, their soul, which will never lose value, and their skills and knowledge will have accumulated and be transferring into new reborn person of the same spirit. So, according to CNN, 67% of people in USA are scared of economy and their future. 75% are suffering from extreme stress. So here's a book from Amelia Spirit to support you. Now you have a bridge over the waterfall of your life. So, you know, in even picture on my website of this bridge. So I'm alive, not necessarily channeling this affirmative energy. I'm reborn. I return back. And I will now support people in another depression recession time in America. Exactly the same what I did. It's like 72 years later, right now. Like I did in 30s, as Amelia. I can walk, talk, and laugh, and inspire people again. Amelia spirit inside of me. And in this present life, I continue doing what Amelia start, but in spiritual level. It is hard work for the spirit. I need support from the people to help me spread this rare knowledge and help millions of people to keep their spirit strong at the moment of their death and during their life, free from fear of death and live in harmony. Everyone will remember this talk at the moment when death will come. For thousands of years, high power keeps this knowledge as a secret for the earth's living, when what will be after they die. Too bad in this life I don't have husband who can help me with promotion how Amelia have, you know, George. Yeah, it will help a lot.
Any takers out there? So what we have here is, I'd like to read this. It's another testimonial from Amelia Reborn. It says, afraid to die? Just read front page of this website and you'll never be afraid again. Never. Can't wait to read the whole book. Amazing. Yes, Amelia alive. Can you believe it? And this is from Miracle Forest.
Yeah, it's from YouTube. People put for me lots of very nice, you know, testimonials there. Yes. Yes, it makes me very happy, you know. It sounds that I achieved my goal. So, of course, for everyone, it will be good to visit past life regression specialist. You know, just to see, like, after they will visit past life regression specialist, it will be feeling that they stay near the road and one life, another life, like a car going through, you know, and they can see themselves kind of from different view their own life. But not so many people can afford it, and not so many specialists exist, you know. So it's much easier way just to read my book, where I was like a million people around who don't believe any past life at all, and finally fully prove to myself about eternity of the spirit. And I'm stable, strong, you know, powerful now, and wise. I was addicted to crystals and grew lots of them during my life, from young age. I guess I acquired this love for them from my Atlantean part of my spirit. I know when the solution reaches a point when enough concentration of the little crystals in the water, one big crystal starts to form. You can see the shape of its characteristics much better on this big crystal than in those little invisible smallest crystals you drop into the water at the beginning. This book is filled with this little part which slowly crystallized during reading the book and turned into magnificent crystal with a great structure at the end. give us much bigger picture of on a global level from the moment you finish reading this book. This book is very important for the terminally ill people, and especially for kids. I wish to donate the profit from my website, from my books, to the Children of the Wish Foundation, and to publish simple version of the book to support them, to tell these little kids that their spirit life will not end with this life. All of the skills they have acquired during their present life will be transferred and developed with their own spirit in next life and through their chain of life. I'm sure this fact will also support their heartbroken parents. I apologize in advance for the enormous amount of scientific data I put at the back of the book.
It is so much mystery about Amelia's disappearance. Can you tell us what you think about it? What you think happened to Amelia?
Yes, yes, yes. I tried to study. I tried to understand what happened with me in my past life. But what came out, it's really astonishing and unbelievable at first. And now I know why. And now I can say, during the entire year when I work on the book with my editor, Roxana, my neighbors, my friends, my business partners, everybody felt some spirit support, very unusual power, involvement, somebody invisible who was watching me, guiding me, navigating and caring about all this whole process with the book. Sometimes it was absolutely hilarious. Once, for example, my neighbor suddenly ran to his locker room, brought out his laptop and put it near my door. I didn't even know who dropped this laptop and why. But he didn't know either what he put, you know, in writing to my website and to my book. And he sent to me this. I'm still not sure why I went to the locker room that day. There was no reason for me to do this. I was watching TV after work and I just stood up, went to the storage room, took out the laptop and brought it in front of Julia's door, acting like a robot or zombie. It may sound funny, but this is exactly how it happened. Tracy Greig. When he brings this laptop, I put art everywhere through the building who brings this laptop. Try to find owner and just give back. The next day my computer crashed. Hard drive was burned. I ran and bought new laptop. But this technician, he told me that he needed few days to transfer everything onto the new computer. But I need to fly to 8 countries in 1 week, finish the book and give book to my editor for 2 months. So I just continue on this neighbor laptop. I just take this laptop and book continue typing. This is it. So many unusual things. For example, when I start make ISBN number of the book priest, you know, on the internet, it's come out automatically. What come out, it just shocked me. Because it was exact number of my birthday with month, year, and day.
Oh, boy.
When I talk with my friend those days about it, I just talk with her. She finished also 2 books. 2 hours later, she sent to me a letter. You can see on my website. This is creepy. Julia, you cannot believe this. ISBN number for my 2 books come out only with 8 and 5. You talk me about these numbers. In the book, you will find lots this unexplained mystery, which actually spirit manifestation to show us, to prove that spirit world exists.
I see. And there's a mention here about the case with the bones.
Yes. This case of the bones, this is one of the unexplained mystery in my website. It's very strange problem. It's just problem for my editor. She was totally... It's here also what she say. Because one part of the website is strange in the book, but you will find proof to it as well. So what happened that in bones were found in Nicomora Island in 1938 by British person, his name Gerald, and his name was Irish. So he finds these bones and he brings these bones to Fiji. And as soon as he returned back to Fiji, in 24 hours, he was dead. He died. So these bones were sent to Fiji for forensic examination. This was a really strange story. So natives, they were superstitious and they were sure that it was curse. See, this accident with curse can be one of the extra proof that spirits were involved. It sounds weird, but this is exactly what it is. Hua Amelia in my past life was ancient Maya priest, an Egyptian royal priestess. The spirit was angry with this man, Gerald. I guess the spirit didn't plan on somebody finding Amelia bones so fast, or anything looks like her bones so soon. So it was discovered that there were believed that they belonged to a tall white female. You know, so what next? That my editor Roxana, I asked her, she tried to take out from the book, from the text, that bones belong to Amelia. I just put instead that something looks like Amelia bones. But what happened? It's here. Maybe you can read what Roxana write.
Sure. Here it says, "Dear readers, when you read Amelia Reborn, or The Rebirth of an Atlantean Queen, you will probably notice that Julia talks about proofs. In one instance, she says that finding someone's bones is further proof they are Amelia's bones. This is to be taken in context. This assertion stems from her extensive experience with the spirits. It was very strange, in fact. I modified the above sentence twice. And twice, inexplicably, the words, 'they were Amelia's bones,' came out in the final copy. I could not believe my eyes. I was up in arms. The final copies of these two books were already at the printer. This was beyond anything I had ever experienced before as an editor. I was going nuts. I phoned Julia. She simply told me, 'Please bear in mind, spirits can move in the strangest and most unexpected ways.'"
Yes. Yeah, so I think about the situation because it was YouTube and websites and books available. Some cases they're talking that Amelia was killed in Seispan. But problem that, you know, it's very strange coincidence also there. I very suspicious what happened. It also involves all the spirits. For example, Mr. Wallach. He pretends that he saw her briefcase on Seispan and talk all the time, all his life about it. And he end up dying from throat cancer. See, I suspicious that this is cursed as well. Because there was no Japanese around. Only bones of native people were found in that island. It is shame that people play games around Amelia's death. During my life, 6 people were punished. They were cursed in some strange way when they did something really bad for the people or community around them. But during my present life, also people around me have so much love, like luck, gain prosperity, win lottery. You know, it just always around me so many things going so happy and lucky. And one case just happened 2 weeks ago. You want to read this?
Sure. Okay, 2 weeks ago, you stayed in a hotel in Kauai. Now, let me just read this testimonial. Julia stayed in our hotel in Kauai, Hawaii. She agreed to modeling to help with the promotion of the hotel as a tourist. We went to the ocean with the boat and started to make a video. It was a great adventure. Huge turquoise waves sparkling in sunshine, beautiful beach, luxury yachts, and flowers and palm trees around. Suddenly, Julia told me, "Everything is perfect, but one important thing missing. To complete picture, we need to catch a fish." That live fish jumped in the boat. Shortly after we caught the fish, this fish was impossibly huge. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful Ono, and all of us were very excited. For some reason, it feels like Julia attracted luck to us, and it was a blessing to have a fish, especially this size and beauty, and at the right time of day and at the right most important moment. And that was the owner, Steve Lane, from the Garden Island Inn.
Yes. So back to Amelia case and about spirit. I already say and I mentioned today a few times that spirit tried to show his presence. During this year and a half, he showed his presence all the time. Very amazing. I have huge list of unexplained mysteries. And even on my website, you can see it. So if we return back to Amelia case, I will tell you now what kind of plan the spirit created and why it's extremely important for this book to reach as many people as possible. One day, when I already finished writing book, I woke up those morning and remember that I was just talking in my dream to my guide, my guardian angel, about Amelia. We was in some city park, sitting on the ground. It was twilight, and I leaned against something at my back. It was dusk. During this dream, you know, he said to me that, you know, this dusk actually her statue. I don't have any idea that she have statue, and he say she have few. So anyway, after this, he said to me that it was Amelia. It will sound right now really, really strange when you hear it right now, so be prepared. It was very difficult for me even pronounce this, that Amelia was meant to die according to the plan, and the name for the book should be Amelia Reborn. So, you know, it was extremely terrible to hear after all emotional suffering I have to endure during the hypnosis session about Amelia. I just cried there. It was extremely difficult. Very emotional. So this last minutes before her death make me cry each time, and I just start reading, you know, I cannot just start reading about this again. I cannot hear those CD again. So I ask him, what plan? Who makes this plan? Her death was extremely unfair. Hear what he told me. My life, her, and this book was planned even before we was born. The spirit plan a few lives ahead to ensure the best outcome for the planet from the next few lives. Well, even for me who wrote this book about it, it was shocking things to hear and way too much to me to handle at once. So to plan the next few lives, he told me that before the spirit was born as Amelia, spirit make plan where to born, what to be, and what to do, and how to die. The plan was to be a famous person in the era of aviation in order to have all the data of her life available for me to insert in the book, to compare her life with mine and possibility with other people's life in this chain, such as priest. To disappear in this mysterious way in order to become an even more renewed person, attract attention, and keep this interest alive for many, many years, long enough for her to reborn and complete the goal and write the book. To disappear in order to create mystery for me, to have this dream for years in my mind, ultimately to push me to go to past life regression specialist, at first thinking about my little self as a person, but just wishing to achieve some level of emotional comfort while trying to get rid of this heavy emotional burden of a past life. And afterwards, find out much bigger, serious level and real proof and real purpose to what happened to Amelia and the reason for her and me to be born. Last, what my guide told me is this. In reality, the life of just one person is not so important. The kind of impact this or her life make on the well-being of the whole planet is what important, not only for the people, but also for nature, plants, and animals. You can read more what he said and what happened on my website and on my book. So I wake up those days and I start thinking about it. And I remember this sentence. Ironically, Amelia Earhart started become more famous for disappearing than for many life real aviation achievements. Yes, if Amelia didn't die in this mysterious fashion, perhaps she would have been one among many other popular pioneering aviators and live as long and happy life. Maybe she would not stand out among them. I would not have repeating dreams for years about women disappearing before the Second World War started. My guardian angel would never have shown me in my dreams this documentary movie about the woman pilot life. And I would never have remembered this in the dream, that I recognize the aircraft, how I operate, and I scream, "This is me." Oh, I have goosebumps again, strong. Mm-hmm. Or afterward, ask myself, what happened with me then? I would never have gone and asked hypnosis specialist Diana Cherry for help to understand what it was all about. If I would have only one past life as a priest, I would have been a nice book, but few people would have paid attention to it, found and read it. Lots of spiritual books are available, but putting Camellia life in front of millions of people interest in what happened to her will attract her attention, their attention to this book, and they will read it. It will be a key word, like a password for people to open the door to find to and study and to acquire serious fundamental knowledge about their own chain of lives and to start think about their own spirit development. It will be useful, important, and priceless for each and everyone in the world to know. So it is what spirit goal to make Camellia disappear mysteriously in order to give people knowledge that the spirit is eternal and never dies. It's very important to live creative spiritual life.
Yes, the spirit manages to do this perfectly. The mysterious fate of the larger-than-life woman, Flyer, tugged at the public's consciousness. No trace of the craft was ever found, although an extensive coordinated search was carried out by the Navy and Coast Guard. Despite the efforts of 66 aircraft and 9 ships, and an expenditure of an estimated $4 million, which was a lot back then, authorized by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, her fate remained a mystery.
Yes, production of this book, most expensive in human history. Camellia is the one whose spirit decide to sacrifice in order to attract your attention to this book and give you to this rare knowledge. $4 million will be $60 million right now, today. Yeah, here involved dreams which I collect this 20 years as well, and so on. So, I have here one testimonial. Looks like people start appreciate this and understand this. You want to read it?
This spirit created the most longest commercial ad in this history. With Amelia's disappearance mystery, spirit kept the whole world attention for 70 years and now decided to give secret of spirit's eternity life to humanity. Smart. And that was by Nature Gene.
Yeah, it's also YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yes.
Here's another one. In the book, you will find the reason why Camellia disappeared. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, astonishing secrets are revealed. Through my past life experience, Camellia is able to describe the last minute before her death, why she was lost, exact location of the airplane, and also why it's incredibly difficult to find her. All little details in my book and, you know, hypnosis session also there and also on my website.
So we've talked about the Camellia being reborn now. We've talked about the Atlantean priestess or queen being reborn now. Why the Mayan priest?
Yes, Mayan priest. According to the Maya, you know, 2012 will be end of the life on the Earth. I don't think it will be total end. It will be start of a new chapter of life on our planet. I saw some dreams and I have a feeling that there is a time of enormous changes coming to the Earth. No one knows right now what will be outcome of these changes at the end. In the book, you will find message to the present civilization from ancient Maya people. It was questioned for me why I was, if I'm Maya priest, who know prediction about end of the world in 2012, reborn at this moment. Why? Why reborn? So now I know. As an ancient Maya priest, I come to you now through thousands of years to assist you in your plans. It was his and my daily job to take care of people, their spirits' well-being during their life, and to help them navigate their way when they cross the veil to the afterlife. In some instance, I feel serious responsibility toward giving you this knowledge and prepare you for what you can expect after your own death. I share with you the story of this amazing journey of my spirit through lives and to tell you that your present life is not the last one. It is much more comfortable to die in peace, calm, knowing that you will be reborn soon again. So don't lose yourself at the last moment, important moment of this lifetime, before you die. Also, you will know that you will live as a spirit for some times in spirit world between previous life and new one, which you don't start yet. See, many people see movie Knowing. It show people at the end very powerless, weak. 2012 trailer also coming. You know, many people saw Remembering Ceremony of Michael Jackson in the Staples Center, where people point towards ceiling and say, you know, but it was very unsure that, yes, it's somewhere there he go. And what is there? What? Where is he? You know, in the chapter Kukulkan, in this book, and I also published this book separate, is an ancient Maya priest I telling about rare knowledge, what you can expect after your own death. It is good to know that another side of human nature exists and that you can study some superior human capabilities for yourself. It's like a gift of rare knowledge, experience about existence, much bigger eternal life. So, outside of this present one of us right now living, all people will live in spirit world between lives. This is what Diana Cherry also told me. And this spirit world is full of amazing colors, lights, dynamic, speed, and magic things which do not exist in our world. So I see this in my dreams so often, and I decide to share with people that when they die, they will be in beautiful world. They should never be afraid of this, you know, and it will be time they will be reborn again. So, travel in space, teleportation, meeting with Kukulkan, who is he, from where giant come to the earth, why people build pyramids, do we live in the past or future, does earth will wipe out soon. All of this you will find in this last chapter of my book. So, I invite you, let's go now through the door to the room where my dreams are waiting for you. In these dreams, the spirit travel to another multidimensional world. Spirit also contact and meet other spirits from our galaxy, another part of the universe. My body looks and feels different in this other world. Instead of body, it was sometimes just one of solid point, or maybe like a pulsation of energy with sparks of quantum particles. Let's take first right.
Can you pronounce now who you are?
Yes, I will tell exactly the same way how Alphonse Van teach those boy. And it will be good also try for each and everyone to do the same, to be more powerful. So, here I am. I am who I am. I am not more than somebody else. I am not less than somebody else. I am giant Swadi, Sumerian priest from Hatra, Iraq. I am queen from Atlantis, kingdom of crystals. I am royal priestess of Egypt, Mayan priest from Chichen Itza, priest Jaguar, Amelia Earhart, woman pilot from Atkinson, America. Swadi Hatra, priestess of New Age.
Thank you, Julia Swadi Hatra. And now I'd like to tell you where you can find the books and some more information online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, Borders.com, or ChapterIndigo.com. Dial Swadi Hatra in Google or Yahoo. Also, you can get all of this information at ameliareborn.com and also YouTube, Amelia Reborn.